Blessings to you on this Valentine's Day, this Chinese New Year, and this Transfiguration Sunday. I have found during particularly difficult and confusing times that I yearn for guidance. How do we most effectively address our changing climate? How do we hold different political and ideological opinions together in some stable and nonviolent way? How do we hold to our faith with integrity and with needed changes amidst fruitful and important insights from other faith and secular traditions? Are these questions even the right ones or the most helpful? I long for someone who knows far more than I do to offer clarity and wisdom and to lead the way. I ache for mentors still living or those who have died. And I pray a lot, longing for God's guidance to be more audible, coherent, and clear. In today's reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, Elisha similarly longs for his mentor Elijah to stay a little longer. And in Mark's Gospel, the disciples witness Jesus gathered with the elders and prophets of their community, Moses and Elijah. They are all together, these legendary leaders who have guided the community in transitional and difficult times, along with one whom the disciples expect to lead them now. Here on top of this mountain, in this sacred space, where the line between the eternal and the transient blends, these prophets full of the Spirit's wisdom are richly present. And there is a desire to hold on to this shared and special space and to this precious leadership. Shall we build them a place to stay? We might hear Peter asking. Please remain with us. We need you. Stay a little longer. I'm not sure when I first came across Jean Vanier's life and work. It may have been when doing graduate work at the University of Minnesota or earlier in undergraduate studies. Jean Vanier began the L'Arche communities in his home country of France. And these communities have subsequently spread around the world. In response to the institutionalization and often poor treatment of adults with developmental disabilities, these are communities of people of various abilities and disabilities who choose to live in community with one another to support each other in work and life. I was so drawn to the gentle and compassionate attention of these communities that in 2011, I joined a community like it. For 2.5 years, I lived and worked at Community Homestead in Osceola, Wisconsin. It was a community of about 40 people living in 5 group homes, all certified as adult care homes by the state of Wisconsin. It was also a farmstead. So with everyone else in this community, we shared work in supporting a 70-cow dairy, a 12-acre garden, a wood shop, a bakery, and a candle-making shop. It was perhaps one of the most profound experiences of community and the most profound work of love and land that I have and will ever experience. One of Jean Vanier's seminal works was Community and Growth. I read this passage while living at Community Homestead, and one of the passages which I have long held close to my heart is this one. A community is only being created when its members accept that they are not going to achieve great things, that they are not going to be heroes, but simply live each day with new hope, like children, in wonderment as the sun rises and in thanksgiving as it sets. Community is only being created when they have recognized that the greatness of the human is to accept their insignificance, their human condition, and their earth, and to thank God for having put in a finite body the seeds of eternity, which are visible in small and daily gestures of love and forgiveness. The beauty of the human is in this fidelity to the wonder of each day. Jean Vanier died in 2019. A year later, just last February, it came to light that during his time as a spiritual director, he had sexually abused several women. This news was devastating to the L'Arche community and to people like me who had long been inspired at a distance by his work and his life. I will forever remember and be moved by the words of Krista Tippett, the creator of the radio program now called On Being, who had interviewed Jean Vanier and spoke often of his inspiration and his gentle and kind demeanor. Her whole response was gracefully and wisely written. It left out none of the questions and pain, while acknowledging the good and bad that harbors in all of us. Mostly, I remember this part. She wrote this. I sat down with Jean Vanier. We did a show with him a number of years ago, which was incredibly beautiful and important to me. But before I sat down with Jean Vanier, in the very early years of the show, we did something we called a radio pilgrimage to L'Arche. We went to one of the communities in the U.S. in a small town in Iowa. It was one of the most beautiful, life-giving experiences I have ever had. And when I say that, I'm thinking of the faces and the voices and the lives of the core members and assistants. This is the way L'Arche works. It's community centered around people with mental and intellectual disabilities. People who in Jean Vanier's lifetime, and he did help change this, were sent away into institutions. They weren't treated as fully human and weren't loved and cared for. So when I think of that community in Clinton, Iowa, and I think of the 50th anniversary celebration I attended, which was a gathering of people from communities from all across the U.S., you know, Jean Vanier wasn't there. It was all these people I saw at that gathering just a couple of years ago. All these 21-year-olds who were spending several years of their life in this community. And what we've just learned about Jean Vanier takes nothing away from that. It is the communities and not the founder that kept the beauty and spirit of the work alive. And these communities keep the light still today. The undignified rupture of someone long held as a trusted leader and mentor is certainly different from the death of a dignified and blessed one. But it seems to me the experienced loss is very similar. Who will lead us now? What will we do? The sacred mountain and sacred time spent with mentors, elders, and guides, and even a savior, is not for staying. The disciples perhaps sensed this. Just as Elijah and Moses were taking away, so too would Jesus be. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. What does it mean to transfigure? One commentary that I read noted the difference between transform, which is about the one being changed, and transfigure, which is more about the change of appearance to those who observe, those who see from the outside a change. It is the ones watching who come to see anew. During Jesus' baptism, the words, "You are my beloved," are addressed directly to Jesus. And here similar divine words are expressed. But rather than to Jesus, the words are addressed to the disciples. This is my beloved. It is the disciples who come to see Jesus anew. It is they who are changed. And as they descend in grief to take up the work before them, they carry this changed perspective with them. These are confusing times, and I yearn for more guidance. But perfect clarity and guidance are not often long in this world. We walk down the mountain into the mess of it. The communities of L'Arche carry on, as do we, trusting the promise. We've been given the perspective, the spirit, and the strength that we need. We must walk down and carry on. Amen. Please join us for our hymn of the day.